Good morning. J.D. Walt here. If you're listening between November the 20th and December the 1st, we are pleased to be bringing you an Acts of the Apostles Season 1 recap series. You'll hear both some of the favorite entries from across the series we've just proceeded through, as well as other points of interest and key markers from the text. So each day you'll hear a recording that's been pre-recorded, and you'll hear the old date in it. Don't let that distract you. You're listening on the right day. This is just about reviewing our memory and restoking our imagination. So without further ado, here is today's entry. Good morning. It is Friday, August the 25th, in the year of our Lord 2023. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Beginning with consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Your Backyard is Much Larger Than You Ever Imagined. Our text is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Hear now the word of the Lord. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Recapping yesterday, if there was a Bible verse on the birthday cake of the church on the day of Pentecost, it was this one. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Psalm 110:1. On the day of Pentecost, the enemies of God and us were put on notice. They had lost any and all claim they had to the property of God. And the people of God were also put on notice. They now belonged completely and exclusively to Jesus Christ. This revelation called for their response. And you remember the CTA, call to action. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Repent. If ever a word has gotten a bad name, this is that word. It carries such a yoke of moralism. In fact, the whole repent and be baptized idea has largely been reduced to mean believe, and behave to so many. It actually means belong and become. A friend recently recounted a story to me about a property issue around his home. He bought the property a few years back. It came with a fenced-in backyard. Everything seemed fine until one day he was looking at the deed and the map of the land plot. He realized his fence was a solid 10 yards inside of the actual property line. All told, he had well over 1,000 square feet of backyard he had no idea of. The next thing you know, he was moving the fence and building a swimming pool. What if that's what repentance really looks like? Aligning our life with the dominion of God. Clearly, there are areas in all of our lives where the dominion of darkness has taken adverse possession. From the disrepair of our bodies to the dysfunction in our families to the anxiety and despair in the pit of our souls. The signs of adverse possession abound. The Holy Spirit stands on the ready to help take back these already reclaimed territories. The dimension of repentance we don't often realize, though, is that of my friend and his backyard. There is so much more to this life than we ever imagined possible. The dominion of God, aka our property line, extends vastly beyond what we can even conceive of right now. While I am no advocate for the so-called prosperity gospel, the gospel does mean a vastly new dimension of prosperity. We are given a glimpse of it in today's text. Here's what belonging and becoming looked like from the very first days of our movement. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary. For the glory of God our Father, amen. The question, have you ever thought about the property lines of your inmost self? Where have those been compromised by adverse possession of our enemies? the world, the flesh, and the devil. How have you possibly built fences which have walled you off to the expansive territory of the kingdom of God beyond your known boundaries? I'd invite you to journal these reflections out and ask the Spirit, how might the property lines become graciously realigned? That's what repentance is about. And for our hymn today, you're hearing Lucy back there in the background. She's warming up to sing with us. We're going to continue with the marathon of hymn number one today, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, adding the last five of nine verses. You know, if "And Can It Be" is our fight song, then "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues" is our alma mater. It's hymn number one in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's Praise. That's where the title comes from. Hymn number one, we're going to pick up with verse 5 and sing through 9. He speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. In Christ your head you then shall know, shall feel your sins forgiven, anticipate your heaven below, and own that love is heaven. Look unto him, ye nations' own, your God, ye fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone, be justified by grace. Glory to God and praise and love be ever, ever given. By saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven. Well, that's Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, our great Redeemer's Praise. That's the name of our hymnal. I'd love for you to get a copy. Many of you have told me you've gotten yours, and we have a supply, but it is running out. I'd encourage you to order one, so that you can sing along every morning with me, with us. There's so many of us singing now these great hymns. So, great way to start our day. Lucy is doing everything she can this morning to disrupt our meeting, but I just consider that it's all the more her trying to participate. She's actually trying to scratch her way through the hardcore door right now. I never said she was smart. She's good. She's not smart. Well, it's Friday, and Friday's going to be filled with lots of things to do to try to finish out the work week. But don't get in such a hurry that you miss the people around you. I want you to take notice today of the sun. And I want you to think about just how slowly that sun walks across the sky, the horizon, horizon to horizon every day. The Psalms tell us it rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing, it says, is hidden from its heat. And first off, it's good just to notice it and kind of become conscious of if you've even noticed the sun this week. Our lives get to move at such a fast pace that we lose sight of the reality in which we're living, the creation that God has made. You know, it's awesome to get to watch a sunrise or a sunset, but even to take notice that this sun is moving at an imperceptibly slow pace, and yet it never stops. And such is the case with our lives. Our lives are not moving at the pace with which we're running. they're moving at the pace of grace. And a big part of repentance is realigning with the pace of grace. Something about noticing the rhythms of creation can help begin to restore us to that, make us more attentive and attuned, aware. You know, we don't want to miss it. And we don't want to miss the people around us, those closest to us, and those whom we don't even know. A day holds so much possibility for sowing, for awakening. So gather up your seeds. I'll be looking for you out there on the field. I'm working to get my website I told you about the other day in shape for a visit from you. Maybe I'll be there by now. Try it out, jdwalt.com. And find out about some other things going on here. And I wanted to say Lake Wobegon, but we'll just call it Gillette's wonderful place. So thankful to be here. I'm hoping you'll come visit sometime. You know, like a couple of Sundays ago, there was a couple who are from Georgia who had taken a vacation to Montana, a driving vacation, and they decided they were going to make Gillette a stop on their way home. Now, Gillette's not on the way from Montana back to Georgia, so they made a nice out-of-the-way trip, and they came to church on Sunday. Man, that was such a blessing, not only to me, but to the church. They were amazed by that, and I was too. So I'm hoping you'll make pilgrimage down here sometime to see me. Let me know you're coming, and we'll plan some time together. So let's leave it at that today. Get your seeds. I'll see you out on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.